We were driving down the neon road, feeling magic like love I've never known. We were chasing down those stars. I never imagined the attraction and the passion would ever go this far. Yeah, we had it made. Had your key in my pocket, I gave you my heart. And the way to unlock it, it felt so cinematic. We were drunk in love, we were champagne kisses. How you held me tight in those red carpet pictures. We were silver screen classic. I was blinded, blind with love shot eyes. It was written, didn't read between the lines. No, oh, what I love you, love you, love you from the start. I should have seen him, all the reasons we were dreaming. Here comes the hardest part. Yeah, we had it made. Had your key in my pocket, I gave you my heart. And the way to unlock it, it felt so cinematic. We were drunk in love, we were champagne kisses. How you held me tight in those red carpet pictures. We were silver screen classic. Didn't wanna give this up. Oh, but what we had was all too much. Just forget it. Roll the credits. We had it made. Had your key in my pocket, I gave you my heart. And the way to unlock it, it felt so cinematic. We were drunk in love, we were champagne kisses. How you held me tight in those red carpet pictures. We were silver screen classic. Silver screen classic.
So, silver screen classic, what's the story behind that song?
So, I met a guy, mm-hmm. You know, casual, that's how most stories start. Mm-hmm. And we, like, I feel like we met at the wrong time, kind of. Okay. I mean, it was the right time.
Yeah.
But the timing to actually make it a thing was wrong.
Okay.
And, you know, just thinking about it, really was like a rom-com type romance.
Yeah.
And so just like thinking back on it, it's like, yeah, like it was all these amazing things, but it's like it wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't meant to happen. It's kind of sad.
It is a little sad. Yeah. It's like, you know, we were like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that bittersweet, like we had this amazing thing, but mm-hmm. it's in the past, and mm-hmm. that's okay because, you know, the movie's got to end sometime.
That's right. So I have a surprise for you.
Okay.
What I have here is a bucket of over 300 questions.
Oh, no.
And we're going to get to know you a little bit better.
Okay, perfect. I'm into it.
So I'm going to get you to pick from the bucket.
I mean, it's a good thing I'm not really I don't get embarrassed easily.
That's good. Because I have no idea what's in there.
Oh, my gosh. All right. If you had a personal flag, mm-hmm. what would be on it?
Oh.
Huh. A maple leaf, because I'm proud to be Canadian.
Yeah.
Pizza, because I'm Italian and it's also my favorite food group. Yes, I said food group. Yes. Fully aware.
Yeah.
Also nachos, because that's my second favorite food group.
Yes. Nachos.
a picture of like a little airplane with like little like dots behind it because mm-hmm. for my love of travel mm-hmm. and obviously music notes because that's my first love yeah. in life.
That's a pretty busy flag, but it tells all about
it's you. Fine. Well, it's okay.
We'll fly it proudly. Let's grab another question.
All right.
Just to get to know you a little bit
just
better.
Just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh. This was a long one. I'm a little nervous. What's something that happened or something that someone said that changed how you view the world? Ooh. There's a lot of dead air right now. I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
You can cut this out, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The joys of editing.
The joys of editing. Okay. I was living in Spain. I was doing my master's at Berklee mm-hmm. College of Music, and we had Abraham Laboriel come into studio, mm-hmm. and he's like world-renowned bass player. And he said, the truest form of love is listening.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is deep.
Right? It was That's like really the truest deep. Form of love is to listen. Mm-hmm. Not just like hear yep. what people are saying. It's like actually truly listen to what they're saying. And I was like, holy crap. So I've taken that with me the last 6 years mm-hmm. and really actually listened. I now like yep. truly listen when someone is talking to me. I don't just like brush them off.
Because mm-hmm. I find that's true. Nowadays, people just listen to respond.
To respond. They don't actually listen to understand yeah. what the person is saying.
Interesting.
So I've really, I'm more focused mm-hmm. on the listening aspect.
We got really deep here.
We like did.
That. All right, let's pick one let's more pick from the bucket.
Another one. I hope this is like kind of an embarrassing one because that would be really fun. There's like 12 in my hand.
That's all right. We'll pick your favorite one out of them.
Okay. Well, this isn't a fun one. This is like another deep one. Hold on.
Let's see what we got.
What's the best compliment you've received? Honestly, and it's one of my favorite. My eyebrows and my eyelashes. I know that's such a funny thing, but my eyelashes are mm-hmm. my own and my eyebrows are my own. I don't draw them on. I don't have eyelash extensions. I am au naturel. And I literally had someone, I was on an airplane mm-hmm. and they were like standing in front of me and they were like talking to someone. And she literally was like, where do you get your eyelashes done? I was like, excuse me? It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. We're boarding an airplane. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, your eyelashes are amazing. Where did you get them done? I went, oh, I grow them myself. But thank you. She was like, oh my God, shut up. I was yeah. like, yeah, these are just my, she goes, yeah. I don't believe you. I'm like, well, I could say you could pull it out, but then I'd have no eyelashes left. So please don't do that. Yeah, that was a pretty, like, I'm pretty proud of my eyelashes and my eyebrows.
It's funny because
I know that's hilarious, but you know.
I actually told my daughter, I said, if somebody ever chirps you, I said, just turn around and say, what's wrong with your eyebrows? Walk away.
Honestly, it's true.
I said, everybody's so obsessed with their eyebrows. That would throw them off, I think.
100%.
Like, what's up with the...
100%. Yeah,
and walk away.
Yep.
All right, so what do you have coming up in the fall?
I am here on the East Coast, because mm-hmm. officially it's fall, which mm-hmm. is my favorite season, so I'm super excited about it. I have, so musically, career-wise, mm-hmm. I have some shows in Ontario at the end of October. Got a show at the beginning of November, going to Nashville for 2 weeks in November for our writing trip, which I'm really excited about. Nice. Get some more new music going.
Fantastic.
A few more shows at the end of November. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, winter kind of kicks in. Personally, I'm going to be doing a lot of apple picking and pumpkin spice latteing and go to the pumpkin patch because I love it.
So, Alessia, where can everybody get your music?
Anywhere you listen to or purchase your music, I am there. Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes, all the fun stuff. Find me on all of the fun social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, my website, and it's Alessia Cole, and Cole is C-O-H-L-E, because spelling counts.
It does. It really does. And I want to say thank you for one of my favorite treats. You brought in a bag of homemade biscotti.
Yeah.
And I am not sharing it with any of these ragamuffins in the office. That is all mine.
Well, you're welcome. I made them with love, so I hope they're good.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.